Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for February 10th, 2026, at 7 a.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Broadcom, the diversified semiconductor and infrastructure software company, is setting its sights on joining the exclusive $3 trillion market capitalization club, a feat currently achieved by tech giants like Nvidia, Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft. Coming off what analysts describe as an incredible 2025 performance, Broadcom is seen by many as poised for continued robust growth. Its diversified portfolio, especially in artificial intelligence infrastructure, is a key driver for this optimistic outlook. Investors will be closely watching Broadcom's upcoming earnings reports and strategic announcements for further indications of its trajectory toward this significant valuation milestone, especially as demand for high-performance computing components continues to surge. Next up, update 2. In a direct challenge to key players in the semiconductor space, Cisco Systems, the networking hardware giant, has unveiled a new AI networking chip and router specifically designed to speed information through massive data centers. This move puts Cisco squarely in competition with the likes of Broadcom, a semiconductor leader, and Nvidia, the dominant AI chipmaker, for a piece of the burgeoning $600 billion AI infrastructure spending boom. Cisco's new Silicon One G300 switch chip, expected to be available in the latter half of this year, utilizes Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company's cutting-edge 3-nanometer technology. It boasts innovative shock absorber features to prevent network slowdowns during intense data traffic spikes, a critical factor for large-scale AI operations. This development signals an intensifying battle for market share and a foundational technology powering the AI revolution. And finally, update number 3. Shifting gears to financial services, JPMorgan Chase, one of the largest U.S. banks, is significantly expanding its consumer franchise by taking over as the issuer of Apple's Apple Card. This pivotal deal means JPMorgan will absorb more than 12 million cardholders from current issuer Goldman Sachs, bolstering its presence in the competitive credit card market. Beyond the Apple Card, JPMorgan is also enhancing its digital payments capabilities through its Kinexys Link network, which has integrated with Notch's Fixius network. This integration enables real-time, multi-source validation of U.S. account data for cross-border transactions, streamlining payments and enhancing security. For investors, this move underscores JPMorgan's commitment to growing its consumer banking division and strengthening its digital payment infrastructure, with the stock recently trading around $322.10. That concludes all three updates in your morning brief for February 10th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.